question. Do the scriptures like the Mahabharata treat women as properties of men? Answer. This is a value judgmental question which is loaded, and rather than giving a yes-no answer, we need to understand the nature of relationships. Now, when there is love, it is natural that love is accompanied with a sense of belonging. And when there is love, naturally a person who loves, I belong to you and you belong to me. So, that sort of belonging in terms of affection and in terms of responsibility may sometimes be seen as a gross possessiveness sort of thing. But it's different. Now, for example, if we see in the Mahabharata, Yudhishthira gambled Draupadi. So, based on this, somebody might argue that, you know, a woman is just the property of a man and man can do whatever with her that she wants. That is only one way of understanding this. Another way is that, more valid way, if you look at the unfolding of events, is that first Yudhishthira lost all his property. And if we see the way he gave up things is, normally when something is at risk, that which is the least important for us, that we will put at risk first. And then that which is more and more important for us, we will put it like that. So initially just he gave some ornaments which he had, then he started waging his other more precious king, then he started waging his kingdom, then he started waging his weapons. And eventually, when he had lost everything, so we can say that whatever he was losing was slowly moving upwards on the scale of value. So then after he lost everything, then he gambled his four brothers and himself. And after that, he gambled Draupadi. That would mean that actually Draupadi was considered to be more valuable than himself. So, that's quite radical. All his property he considered less valuable than himself. But his wife he considered to be more valuable than himself. That's why he gambled her afterwards. And so, that's what it means is that yes, there was a sense of belonging and possessiveness. Which was there in the relationships, but that was more in the sense of affection and responsibility. That was not at all in a sense of dehumanizing or demeaning women and considering to be nothing but property. Rather, just as property is something that is cherished, but most more cherished is oneself. So, when there is affection and then there is a sense of belonging within affection, then whatever is possessed or whatever belongs through that affection is cherished not just like property, but much more than property, much more than even oneself. Thank you.